It's 522.
And there's been hope a deal will keep us from going over the fiscal cliff, but party leaders, at least GOP party leaders, may be facing a revolt over compromises that are being proposed. Conservative Senator Jim DeMint calls the Republicans' most recent offer, quote, Speaker John Boehner's $800 billion tax hike. And prominent conservative groups are also criticizing the deal.
Joining us now to talk about it, Rachel Smolkin, White House reporter for Politico. Hiya, Rachel.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're good. I mean, perhaps better than Speaker Boehner. I mean, I suppose...
That's right. I don't hear any dissension so far between the two of you.
So let's talk about this a moment. It's not completely surprising. How's the Speaker going to deal with this?
It's not surprising, and we're seeing everybody working through a Washington process. What is true, though, is a very tricky process to work through. So the House Speaker, John Boehner, is in a tough position. He has demands from President Barack Obama to raise tax rates on the top 2%, the wealthiest earners. He has a caucus and allies on the right saying absolutely not. He's trying to find some room in the middle by putting $800 billion in new revenue into the mix of negotiations. The White House saying that's not anywhere near good enough. We need to talk about tax rates, not just new revenue, not just entitlement programs or closing loopholes, that doesn't get you far enough on the map. So the White House isn't happy. His allies on the right also not happy, and some of them are blasting him. The Heritage Action, for example, told members in an email that he was asking members to go back on their promise not to raise taxes on the American people. So that's a tough spot for the House Speaker to be in.
Well, intra-party dissension is such a sexy story, but which side of this is actually winning? Is it the members of the party who want to get a deal done, or the vocal people who say, you know, we don't like any of this?
I don't know that anybody's winning right now.
Uh-huh.
There's no fiscal cliff deal of any kind. So, you know, the American people aren't winning at the moment, and the White House is holding firm. The president definitely feels like he campaigned on this issue and, you know, has an endorsement from the American people on this issue. He gave his first TV interview since the election today and, again, talked about this issue. That was in an interview with Bloomberg TV. So, you know, he is holding firm, and the Republicans face this question. Do they lose the public relations battle, which they're in danger of doing right now, and there are new polls out showing they will get blamed if the fiscal cliff deal doesn't happen, or do they go back on some of their previous pledges? You know, do they cause a revolt on the right but make the American people as a whole feel like they did a better job from a PR standpoint, or do they, you know, stick firm with their allies on the right but see their image suffer in polls that say they're not moving and why aren't they compromising? So that's the trouble. That's the hardest part.
The delicate balance they walk.
Exactly.
Thank you, Rachel.